Sam Altman has recently said that bots are making social media feel fake. And I would have to agree with him. I found myself a lot less interested in social media recently. You look up any picture, any post, and there's all these bot comments. It's just not as enjoyable or authentic as it used to be. So today we're going to get into that, talk about it, and talk about maybe how you could stand out amongst the sea of bots and still grow your business and make money online. Speaking of which, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week on the show, Jamie and I go and we actually record a bonus exclusive piece of content that we don't share anywhere else. And we post over on our school community. Usually this is us giving tutorials and breakdowns of how we're using AI in our own businesses. We share, you know, numbers, the finances, and basically all the stuff we can't share publicly. So this week we actually did a whole demo where we're explaining how to use Google's Nano Banana for a bunch of different side hustles that Jamie is doing and that I'm doing, how I used it to help me write a quote for a $15,000 product. Anyways, there's a whole bunch of interesting stuff we break down. If you want to check it out, there's a link in the description to our school community, AI Hustle. It is, I believe, $21 a month. Right now, and we will be raising the price next week. So if you want to get it at this price, I would lock it in now and it won't ever be raised on you and it will be going up next week. So you go check it out. The link is in the school community. Okay, let's get into what OpenAI has been talking about. So yeah, like you mentioned, Sam Altman says that bots are, you know, making social media feel fake. I think this is a lot of people have realized this. A couple interesting things. I recently watched a YouTube video where basically he, for his business that he was trying to run or that he was testing out, he said on TikTok he was seeing a lot of people recommending like books in comments on TikTok, and he was like, what the heck is this? And it's happening so much that he searched up one of the books and looked at it, and it wasn't just like, you know, some sort of bestseller on Amazon or anything. And the comment was like super, you know, it was like super specific. It was like, oh man, I love how you talked about X, Y, and Z. This reminds me a lot of a book by this person called this. It really helped me understand this concept. You should check it out. Anyways, so he looks it up and it's basically just a landing page to a PDF book that someone has created. And basically what he realized they're doing was they had dozens of these. They would create these and so he actually went and bought it because he's going down the full experiment. He bought it. He said in this case, it was just an AI generated slop book about how to make money or something ridiculous. And then, yeah, basically they weren't even sending you a physical copy. It was just a PDF. They just posted online. They charged like $20 for it. And they were just spamming like tons of videos with comments. And so anyways, I think we see a lot of this. And now the interesting thing was he actually went and he tried to recreate that business. So he created his own book, made a landing page, and put a ton of like a bunch of bots. And what was interesting to me on his whole experiment, I don't think it was insanely profitable. I don't think he did it very good. His website didn't look that good, in my opinion.
Are you talking about the Biaheza?
Yeah, Biaheza. Do you see that video?
I saw that one. Yeah, I saw that one. That was really interesting.
You have to watch every Biaheza video since he only uploads like 3 times a year at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically that, I think he could have done a lot better if he made the book look better. And I also think that it's not a horrible marketing strategy. Now, I know, you know, people are probably yelling at me because they hate bots and stuff. I mean, if you're going to do like a marketing strategy, I don't think it would be horrible if you did 2 things differently. Number one, if you designed your book cover to look a lot more good, you also spent time to make the quality of the contents good because you get a lot more word of mouth, not just AI slop, but you could use AI to help you do it better. And then number two, I think not just selling a PDF on a website, that seems kind of sketchy, but if you actually had like the book listed on Amazon, and Amazon does, you know, where they'll actually print it and fulfill it for you. You don't have to do anything ahead of time. Print on demand with Amazon's amazing, right? You just upload the transcript and they'll ship people the book. And anytime someone buys it, they print it and ship it. So you don't have to worry about inventory or anything. But I basically think that strategy would work really good. If there was a video that was already viral and you put a comment, it's basically what you do is you put a comment on a video and then you get a bunch of bots to like his comment. So we have like, you know, 1,000 people like this comment, it'd be the top comment. The problem is if it's already a famous video and you do that, it's already like gotten all the views it's going to get and no one's going to look at it. What he ended up doing was having to try to find videos that were taking off. And I think the way that you do this is basically you go find a bunch of people in your niche and you turn on notifications for them. So as soon as they drop a new video, you go and do that strategy. And then, yeah, anyways, I think that you actually could like sort of make that strategy work if you're curious about it and you're sort of like black hat. But I do think that's interesting. So obviously a lot of people are doing this and a lot of people think, so now we feel like there's a lot of fakeness. I think the antidote to this is like a hyper realism on social media. I think that's doing really well, but I'd be curious, Jamie, what your take on like What basically, if you're a business today, what is the antidote to all of these bots and all this fakeness?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because it's like, do I jump on the train, you know, and try to make some of this like short-term strategies work, like the AI book thing you were talking about? You know, another one I've seen is a Facebook group called Real Estate Mastermind, and basically they post these outrageous posts that say like, you know, I'm a realtor, I haven't closed a deal in 4 months. I'm thinking about OnlyFans, you know, would you guys have any other suggestions? And then like tons of comments. Basically, they're trying to promote a lead generation software that costs like, you know, thousands a month. But I mean, it works because you can see some of the authentic comments in there. Anyway, so the question is, do you jump on the train and try to utilize that? Or do you try to go more, you know, authentic in your posts and never use AI? And I kind of feel like you got to kind of choose your path, you know, right? I think there can be some AI strategies, you know, that will actually make you money in the short term. And so if you're one of those, if you're trying to do like drop shipping or something that's kind of like trend chasing, that might be a good strategy. But if you're trying to build a brand and a business, I think authentic is really the way to go. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, 100%. Well, okay, so first of all, I want to read the actual post that Sam Altman said recently, because I think this is interesting. It's in relation to one of his actual products. And then, yeah, I think I'll share you what I think the secret would be to this. So basically what he did is he was looking at, there's a thread on Reddit, which Sam Altman is a shareholder of Reddit, and also is big on Twitter. So he's posting this on X right now. But there's a thread on Reddit called Claude Code. Now, Claude Code is his big competitor, Anthropic AI code tool. And of course, there's like a whole thread on Reddit all about it, or a whole page dedicated to it. There's 27,000 members in that group. But all of a sudden, there's a whole bunch of posts in that group that are like, everyone's saying that they are going to go and use Codex, which is OpenAI's tool, right? And Sam Altman was reading that, and he shared a screenshot of that. And he said, I've had the strangest experience reading this. I assume it's all fake slash bots, even though in this case, I know Codex growth is really strong and the trend here is real. I think there's a bunch of things going on. So anyways, basically he was reading all of these people hyping up his own product on his competitor's thread, and is like, I'm pretty sure that's just bots saying that, which is like so interesting, right? Because, you know, he should have just been, I mean, I think a lot of people would have said like the right answer would be like, oh yeah, we're amazing. Like our product's amazing. Look, everyone loves it. But I think it's kind of good that he's acknowledging, since most of us aren't dumb, and when we read it we think the same thing. Anyways, this is what he says he's picked up on, kind of in this trend of these bots making comments. He says, real people have picked up quirks of LLM speak. The extremely online crowd drifts together in very correlated ways. The hype cycle has a very it's so over, we're so back extremism. I think his first point there, that basically real people picked up on the quirks of LLMs. To be honest, I think maybe real people are just using LLMs to help them do a lot of their writing. So I don't know if they've picked up on all those quirks as much as they're just lazy and copy and pasting. He said, optimization pressure from social platforms on juicing engagement and the related way that creator monetization works. Other companies have astroturfed us, so I'm ultra sensitive to it, and a bunch of more, including probably some bots. Oh, then he said, but the net effect is somehow AI Twitter and AI Reddit feels very fake in a way it didn't a year or two ago. So it's kind of interesting because he's also specifically talking about, you know, people on Reddit and Twitter talking about AI. So obviously they all know AI, they all use AI tools because this is the topic that they're talking about. But yeah, I think that it is really easy, especially in a lot of these written posts, for it all to feel very AI and fake. I fall into the trap of like, I come up with a great post and I'll type it all out and I'm like, ChatGPT, like help me make this look more polished. But maybe we want it to be less polished is kind of my assumption on this. And it's honestly, it's the exact same thesis or theory that Jamie, you and I have had with this podcast, where we're like, you know, people are like, oh, why do you guys do a podcast? Why don't you just use like AI to, you know, voice over everything you guys are saying, just like copy and paste an article or a topic in, and then just have it like make it like an AI generated thing. And I think that people appreciate having real humans talk about real things and bringing in your real lived experiences into them. I think so far we've been right about that because the podcast is doing great. But I think taking that same approach to your written posts, making them seem less AI, gives them a much higher perceived value. All of a sudden, the typos and the grammar issues are valuable because it's super easy to eliminate them with AI.
Yeah, and I think that also just goes to show that, you know, I think it's harder to seem or to be authentic with a text post, you know, compared to being video, like doing video. So I think, you know, if you can lean into some of the video content more as well and try to, you know, not use filters or, you know, highly edited production, I think is going to win out in the end as well.
100%. Okay. One last thing that I want to share that is really interesting is have a friend named Casey Ricky on LinkedIn. And if you're not following him, you should. He posts hilarious stuff all the time. But one thing that I think he does well that I think most businesses and brands could learn from is basically like his posts. He has like a funny cult following for going viral, posting about like random things that are going on in his day. So he's an artist, so he posts a lot about his art for sure. But then he also will post about like his breakfast. He'll post about like going on a run or a walk or something. Yeah, recently he posted like a picture about his DeWalt power drill and how much he loves it. And like DeWalt, the brand, responded to him. It had over 50,000 impressions on the post, which is really funny because, yeah, it's just like nothing to do with art or really anything that you would imagine seen on like LinkedIn, for example. But this thing has like 400 likes and like 300 comments.
Wow.
Him talking about like, you know, why he pays extra for his drill because brand loyalty and blah, 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 blah. And anyways, so, but it's like a very not professional photo. You could see his feet at the bottom of it in his flip-flops. You know what I mean? But like, this is like authentic and this is raw and this is what's going viral. A funny story is he actually had this whole series of posts which were about his headphones. So he like was complaining about losing his AirPods. So he's like, I'm going back to wired headphones. And so he had this whole post about it. And the post went sort of viral. And then he did a screenshot of the post and was like, look how viral it went. And the screenshot of the post went even more viral. So he did a screenshot of the screenshot of the screenshot. And that one went even more viral. And then I think on his fourth one, I told him that I'd sponsor him and give him $2 for every comment he got if he like made AI Box the sponsor for it. And that one went super viral too. So we got a whole bunch of users and
that's awesome.
100,000 impressions or something crazy like that. So anyways, that's sort of funny, but so
he's like, he's treating LinkedIn kind of like Snapchat or something. Like he's just sending to his friend. That's funny.
And it's doing really well. So I think basically my takeaway from all of this is being more authentic, not going with the bots, can be really great. Now, if you're trying to scale a marketing strategy, I think there's a place for bots. And if you can make those seem more authentic, that's obviously the best. But yeah, anyways, I think that's basically the strategy I'd pull into a business. Anyways, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into the podcast today. If you learned anything new, make sure to leave us a rating and review on the show. Basically, it just helps Jamie and I out a ton to get the show out to new listeners that are amazing, like yourself. And as always, make sure to go join the school community. We posted an exclusive video there, breaking down some really cool strategies for images and how to do some cool side hustles. So anyways, go check it out. We'll catch you guys all in the next episode.